It's taken 30 years for Charles Burnett's acclaimed film Killer of Sheep to get a theatrical release. Set in Watts in the late 70s, it presents a slice of African-American life that critics have called both despairing and hopeful. Our critic at large, John Powers, finally gets a chance to review it.
A few years ago, an L.A. newspaper asked me to name the best movie ever made about Los Angeles. There were lots of world-famous contenders, of course. Sunset Boulevard with its fabulous title and unforgettable swimming pool, Chinatown with its incestuous history lesson, and Blade Runner with those rainy noodle shops and eloquent replicants. But there was one problem. Nearly all the trademark L.A. films are steeped in the myths of film noir. They're more concerned with an idea of Los Angeles than the reality of life as it's lived here. That's why I decided that the greatest movie about L.A. was Killer of Sheep, Charles Burnett's hauntingly poetic portrait of one family's daily existence in and around Watts. Made in the 1970s for a mere $10,000, this masterpiece also just happens to be the finest film yet made about African-American life. But even though it was one of the first 50 films chosen for protection through the Library of Congress's National Film Registry, you couldn't see it anywhere until now. Henry Gale Saunders stars as Stan, the film's title character, who works at a Watts slaughterhouse. While the job supports his family, Stan's worn down by the cruel nature of his work and by a nagging sense of futility. He has trouble sleeping, rebuffs his wife's affections, and he seems cut off from his kids, who spend the movie doing the things that kids do, yelling, sobbing, building forts, riding bicycles recklessly, and in one scene of astonishing loveliness, they leap from one apartment building rooftop to the next. They look like angels brought down to the earth to frolic. But there's no flying away from these dispiriting, sun-lashed streets, with their dilapidated houses, bombed-out buildings, predatory shopkeepers, and easygoing crooks who don't understand why Stan doesn't just wise up and join in their crimes. After all, God gave man fists for a reason. But Stan has his pride, as is clear in this scene when a friend asks him about buying a car.
What do you want with another raggedy-ass car for, huh?
Trying to get ahead, man.
You niggas are sick. Now you think you're middle class.
Man, I ain't poor. Look, I give away things to the Salvation Army. You can't give away nothing to the Salvation Army if you poor. I mean, we may not have a damn thing sometimes. You want to see somebody that's poor?
Mm-hmm.
Now you go around and look at Walters. Now he'd be sitting over an oven and with nothing but a coat on and sitting around there rubbing their knees all day and eating nothing but wild greens picked out of a vacant lot. No, that ain't me. And damn sure won't be. And tomorrow after I cash my check, let's go over to Sybil's and buy that motor and put it in.
Right on.
Killer of Sheep was Burnett's MFA thesis film. I suspect he passed. And it showed him already to be a mature artist in his 20s. He doesn't share the hipsterism that defines so much indie film, nor is he a provocateur like better-known African-American directors, such as Spike Lee or John Singleton. His work is actually far more daring, because it violates our expectations of what black filmmaking is or can be, not without a cost to his career. Although he's worked often and well over the last 25 years, his most famous film is probably To Sleep With Anger, he's never really been commercial. In no small part because he refuses to play with the usual clichés. As he once remarked, black filmmakers are the only ones whose work is considered realistic when it's demeaning. Burnett works in a style that recalls international art films. It contains echoes of Rossellini, Bresson, and Ozu. But his subject matter is steeped in the facts of American life. Killer of Sheep shows us profound truths about race, work, and the spiritual cost of poverty. Truths no less stingingly relevant today than three decades ago. Political but not doctrinaire, he doesn't sentimentalize or demonize anybody. Instead, he shows life's radiant complexity in the violent beauty of kids throwing stones in the street, or a woman zinging a would-be Lothario with the joyously disdainful put-down, "You bout as tasteless as a carrot." In one exquisite scene, the exhausted Stan embraces his young daughter as his wife looks on, wounded that just seconds before, he's again rejected her romantic overtures. For all his clear-eyed vision, Burnett possesses what may be the rarest quality in American film, tenderness. It shines through the film's memorable black-and-white images, now restored to a splendor I've never before seen, in his delicate handling of an amateur cast, and in his richly expressive use of music, from Louis Armstrong's La-Da-Da warble on West End Blues to Dinah Washington's ravishing version of This Bitter Earth. The song plays over the fatalistic final scene, when Stan, doing the slaughterhouse job that keeps his family alive, leads sheep to their inevitable doom. It's just one measure of Burnett's compassionate brilliance that he understands how killers and sheep can become one and the same.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. Here's Dinah Washington.
Lord, this bitter earth. Yes, can be so cold. Today you're young, too soon you're old. But while a voice within me cries, I'm sure someone may answer my call, and this bitter earth
This is Fresh Air.